Vectis Radio.
Vicky Coon is coming with Donna Jones, mm-hmm. and they're going to talk to us about the Isle of Wight Steampunk Festival. Good afternoon, ladies.
Hello, thank you for having us.
It's a pleasure. So, my first question is, what is steampunk?
For I knew you were going to say that, Maggie. No, but I knew, because so
those,
many people...
They don't know, do they?
Don't know.
No.
Although, actually, having said that, more people are beginning to know.
Yes.
We're spreading the word.
We are, right. So this is the way that I describe it, to simplify it. I did it for myself, to be honest. Imagine the Industrial Revolution,
yep.
Queen Victoria, all yes. that era.
Yes.
That's what steampunk is.
Right.
To begin with. So you've got the, you know, the steelworks, you've got the factories, you've got the chimneys, you've got all that sort of stuff. And, you know, the glasses that we wear, the shielded glasses, that's where they come from, to protect your eyes.
Right.
When you're in the, you know, with the hot factories and the steels flying about, molten
yep.
steel. Railways, obviously. That's very much part of it as mm-hmm. well. So you've got that era, and it splits into all that kind of industrial, or very much about the Queen Victoria and the dandies and, you know, individuals like that.
Right.
And then imagine that the world doesn't exist anymore, and we've gone straight through into the future.
Right.
So imagine this, around the world in 80 days,
yeah.
shitty, shitty, bang, bang. Journey to the centre of the earth, okay, and Mad Max.
Right.
So the
time machine.
Yeah. Go on, just jump in on me, won't you? Honestly, what's she like? We did have a... I couldn't remember this, guys. What was it called? A dirigible.
What's a dirigible?
Yes. What is it?
So it was like the airship.
It's an airship.
Wasn't it?
Oh, airship, yeah. I thought, well, I've never heard of that one before. Do you know
so
what
that
I mean?
Was made by Russ and Philippa from Adjiston Vineyard.
And it was amazing, because when we actually took it on the event, there was steam coming out of it, and the kiddies and adults, you know, just absolutely loved it.
And there's costumes to wear as well, aren't there?
Well, the thing is, there's about 9-10 different styles.
Oh, right.
And I didn't know this, because most people want to dress like the Queen Victoria era, you know, the busties and that, and, you know... the Albert. So then you've got the mad scientist, the mad doctor, the astrologers, you've got, let me think through this, you've got the Pirates of the Caribbean. Johnny Depp is a big fan of steampunk.
Right.
Okay.
Right, okay.
So you've got...
Is he coming?
We'd love him to, but I think he might be a bit booked up today. He did apologise. Anyway, so you've got all these costumes. In America at the time was the Gold Rush.
Yes.
And that involved the women, as well as the women working in the bars. I'll use that word. Anyway, so the thing about the gold... Yes, thanks, Kelly. The Gold Rush was that the women actually got the, you know, they used to wear the canvas sacks.
Yes.
Where the food produce came.
Yes.
And then they waited for the men to take their shirts off and put another one on, and they'd wear those. And they had a belt, and they had a gun inside it. So it's... And not, sorry, in Egypt, obviously, you got the people that were finding, you know, the museum stuff and all that kind of... Doris, was it? What's that cartoon for children?
Dora the Explorer.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's steampunk.
It's basically Victorian technology, but moved right through to today as if the other technology hadn't evolved.
Absolutely. But I'm doing here at the minute the one for the children and adults up to 108.
Okay.
Right. And it's futuristic cities to design
right.
a futuristic tower or cities or flying machines.
So you can paint it, build it, create it. You can use whatever inspires you. You use paint, collage, clay, wood, building blocks, create at home, in school, with youth groups, uniformed organisations, community groups, or wherever inspiration strikes.
And
so
I've contacted
the details,
them all.
All the details are on our website.
And it's free.
Yep, and it's for anyone.
Yeah.
Anyone can do it. It doesn't matter how talented you are or if you're new to it. Donna, you know, is helping you through it, aren't you?
Well, the thing is, it can be children on their own with their pals. It can be with their family. It can be with after-school clubs, or it can be in school. And I've been around schools taking the posters in and chatting about it.
Okay.
So when is this steampunk festival?
So the festival is the 18th, the 20th of September.
Right. Mm-hmm. So that's 3 days?
It is. So it's the Friday night.
Yes.
Where we've got a ticketed event, and that's at Esplanade Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
So that's a really fantastic lineup. That's a ticketed event.
Right.
And then the Saturday evening, that's another ticketed event. And again, Esplanade Hotel, fantastic lineup again. All the details on our website.
Yes.
IslewhiteSteampunkFestival.co.uk.
We've got the street performers, haven't we?
We've got street performers on the Saturday.
Right.
It's all on Western Gardens and in and around Ryde. So we have joined forces with the Isle of Wight Bus Museum.
Yeah.
So we've got entertainment up there. We've got teapot racing going up there.
Teapot racing. Yeah.
Again, that's free to do that. And it's fantastic for all the family, from small children to granddad, grandma. Anyone can join
107,
in.
107.
Yeah, 107. Yeah, we've got the Victoria Arcade up Union Street. They're going to have stalls in there as well.
All right.
There is tea dueling with cups of tea where you dunk your biscuit.
All right.
So we've got that as well.
See how long it can stay in.
Yeah, that's it. We've got stalls all through Western Gardens and in the Victorian Arcade as well. And also we've got, for the first time this year, we have got a steampunk craft fair at the Bus Museum.
All right. Oh.
So we've still got some stall spaces available.
So what sort of stalls do you have already?
So on the Western Gardens, there's lots of steampunk themed stalls, jewellery, things that people have made. There's food and drink down there. But we also wanted to not have all the food and drink on Western Gardens because we're very much conscious we want to incorporate the whole of Ryde.
Okay.
And we want people to go to the local pubs, go to the local cafes, the local shops.
Okay.
Right.
So, you know, we want to make sure that the whole of Ryde benefits.
Okay.
We've got a shuttle bus that the Isle of Wight Bus Museum have put on, and that's going to run every 20 minutes on the Saturday and Sunday, transporting people from the Esplanade to the Bus Museum and back again.
All right.
This year, I mean, I will admit this year has been quite challenging because of sponsorship. We have struggled to get sponsorship. So, you know, we're trying to keep the event open to everybody. So Western Gardens, it's still a free event to attend,
right?
But we are encouraging people to buy tickets for the Friday and the Saturday because, obviously, right, as a CIC, in order to keep this event running, we really need people,
of course,
to attend it and pay money for ticketed events.
Yes,
yes.
How much are the tickets?
The tickets, I think they're £20.
Well, that's not bad,
for the
is
Friday
it?
Night, and I think it's £20. Don't quote me for the Saturday night.
Right.
We have a Just Giving page as well, which is on our Facebook page. So, you know, if everybody paid a pound, you know, we can see this event. This is our third year, but in order to run it for a fourth year, we really need to make some sort of a profit or break even this year. And it is getting more and more difficult.
Yes.
We're trying not to charge for Western Gardens, and this year we haven't.
Do you have any judges for the costumes? Or
we have got judges for the costumes, so there will be the best costume for male and female. And also, again, backed by popular demand, on the Sunday, we've got our Steam Paws dog show.
Oh, right.
So last year it was so popular, there were so many dogs entered, and Zara's Dog Grooming were the judges for that. And I'm sure, I haven't asked her yet, but I'm sure if I ask her again, she'll be
now
a judge again. She knows now, yes. And so
Zara's doing it then.
So dress your dogs up steampunk and then parade them around the arena.
Oh,
we'll
fabulous.
Also again on the Sunday have our we call it a ride. Steampunk walkout.
Oh, right.
Ride out, but you're walking.
Yes.
And we'll be walking down Union Street. Everybody dressed up. Last year, it was a wonderful carnival atmosphere.
Yeah.
And everybody dressed up. We've got some new entertainers coming from the mainland again. I don't want to spoil any surprises really not to be missed.
Are the White Hot Pipes playing?
Of course. White Hot Pipes will be headlining the Saturday night.
Yeah.
And they're sounding fantastic. We have actually a little plug for Dairyman's Daughter. We've got White Hot Pipes playing on this Friday, yes. And it's a steampunk event. So
excellent.
We're encouraging people. You don't have to dress up, but it's lovely if you can. But it's not imperative to enjoy White Hot Pipes in a steampunk atmosphere.
Right. Do you want to say anything? They're pretty good, aren't they?
So if you could give us those contact details one more time, please, then we can let people know where it all is.
So the website is islewightsteampunkfestival.co.uk.
IOW Steampunk Festival.
Is it IOW? City, yeah. Yep, you're quite right, you see. It's because it's memory on my computer. Yeah, that's right, Maggie, you've got it right. And we've got a Facebook page as well. It's the Isle of Wight Steampunk Festival Facebook
Google
page.
Google Isle of Wight. Steampunk, and it'll come
and
up.
It will all come up. Absolutely. It will all come up.
No one, that's the easiest way to find it.
Yeah, it is. Just Google us, and we're normally near the top.
Yeah, and nice to see that you're incorporated in the Bus Museum as well.
Yes. Yep, Shirley Wynne and her team have been fantastic, and they're so enthusiastic, and it's lovely that they're putting on the shuttle bus.
Brilliant. I think the other thing is that the Ride Esplanade Hotel has become the centre, hasn't it, as well?
It has, yes. They were very keen to... join us and sort of be the hub for the steampunk festival. So
that's nice of them, isn't
really
it?
Nice, yes, lovely. They've been great too.
Excellent stuff. Well, thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
And thank you for all your organisation of this. I'm sure it's going to be a fantastic event.
I hope so. I'm sure it will be. We're working very hard.
Will you have any hair left by the end of it?
Probably not, no.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.